This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Nowadays, there's a life coach for everything. If you can't manage time properly, there's a coach for that. Lack confidence? There's a coach for that. There's even a life coach for relationships. You name it, there's a coach for that. But why are there so many life coaches? Joining me to explain the rise in popularity of life coaches is Love Life Transformation Specialist Lisa Concepcion. Thanks for joining me, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Could you tell me a little bit about yourself? Like, how'd you get into life coaching?
So, interesting. Many life coaches, present company included, often are drawn to the field of coaching after having their own hero's journey experience where something happens in their life, pretty much of an upheaval. They are now called upon this journey. They go through this journey. They learn a bunch of things along the way. And then they feel compelled to share insights and just their experience with other people, and they don't know how to do it. And so they figure, well, how can I be of service? How can I help other people never to go through what I went through? And that's where they're led to coaching. And it's the tool or the vehicle by which to share your story, share your insights, but doing it in a way that honors that other person and their journey and where they are on their life's path.
So this isn't something that you go to school for. This is just like you learned through experience.
Well, interestingly, the industry is getting a bit more, let's say they're having more of a criteria, and there are places to go to learn different methods and modalities of coaching. I had the great fortune to study energy leadership is the method of coaching that I'm trained in and soon to be certified in even. And it's with the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, known as IPEC. And they are different universities around the country approved by the International Coaching Federation. And it's, you know, a governing body that basically says there's a criteria here, there's a method to this process, and there are plenty of things that you can learn about how to communicate with people effectively, how to work with them to move them along in where they want to go in their lives. So in my case, I chose the niche of dating and relationships, and it was very aligned with what I went through and just what I gravitated towards. But they have coaches in many other niches, business, team dynamics, creativity. I mean, you name it, there's a coach that can really zero in fitness, wellness, health, you know, that whole realm. So you can get a certification, a very, you know, reputable one, like the one that I did. You go to a college campus, typically you study in various immersion programs. You have work to do online on a day-to-day basis. I'd say for the last year, I've done at least, I'd say over 500 hours easily between being coached, coaching others, and really learning the craft of it, because it really is an art and a science. It's not just like, hey, you get on the phone with somebody and you let them vent to you for an hour, and it's a much different process than that.
It's definitely not like therapy, right? Or is this kind of therapeutic?
I would imagine it being therapeutic for people, but the key difference between therapy and coaching, because I've experienced both, are amazing, is therapy, it's more about diagnosis, right? These are people who can sit there and say, okay, you're codependent, you're borderline, you're depressed, you're whatever, and they're able to look at the past and look at your life and ascertain a diagnosis, come up with a diagnosis, and then treat that diagnosis with medication if need be, or with other systems, other ways that they get the therapies to, you know, release that thing, that trauma that may have happened. With coaching, It's more like, I've been to therapy, I understand what was going on with me, or I never went to therapy ever in my life, but here's where I am right now in my life, and here's where I want to be in my life, and there's a gap in between. That gap in between, that's where coaching comes in. So we're not going to really delve into the past for the sake of diagnosis. That's a therapy, you know, a therapy session. What coaching is more about the determination of where you want to go, the gap in between, and what could be the roadblocks and the things preventing you from moving forward in your life in the direction you want to go.
You know, growing up, I always saw those TV commercials and even radio commercials where they'll say, oh, this person is going to be an Allstate theater and they're going to tell you how to be a millionaire or tips to real estate.
Yeah.
Would that be like motivational speaking or is that life coaching too?
Well, I mean, when you're on a platform of a stage and you're doing a seminar and you're doing a workshop, that's more of a teaching, educational platform. That's like, I know some stuff, I've been through some stuff, here's a curriculum I created, a book I wrote, DVDs, whatever your tools are, right? And you're talking to the masses about that. That's more like, you know, you're teaching, you're operating in the form of a teacher. With coaching, it's typically, you know, you could do group coaching, absolutely, but there's more of a interplay of the people who are in the group and that they're steering the ship. They're giving you what it is they need. You're not telling them what you think they need. They're saying, hey, today I would like to work on this, and raising their hand, and it's very interactive, and you're really looking to helping them find the answers that they already have for themselves within, but you're just asking the right questions to help them arrive to those answers. Whereas what you're describing on these, you know, late night infomercials and, you know, come to the seminar and you're going to learn how to make $1 million in a week. You know, that's wonderful. And I mean, you know, they draw a lot of crowd, but if you notice, it's much more of a format of leader on stage or influencer on stage talking to, at the masses, at the group, at an audience. There isn't really that I'm going to move you from one place to the next based on what it is specifically that you're going through in your own life.
Okay, so you've talked about the in-between where people kind of want to change stuff. How do you know, like, I've come to that point too. It's like, man, you know, I feel like something's missing in my life. But you don't know if it's in your career or your personal life. You're kind of like, I'm just missing something. What would you recommend a person to do about that?
Well, there's an interesting tool that exists online. A lot of coaches use it. It's called the Wheel of Life. And you could, you know, certainly Google this and print one out. And the idea is it gives you a wheel of the different categories and the different buckets of your life. And it's a circle with, you know, 1 to 10, and you rate them all. And then when you're done, you connect the numbers, and you'll see that the circle is not really even, that it's dented. You know, maybe in your financial world, things are kind of falling apart, so you'll see a big indentation because in that regard, you only gave yourself about, you know, a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. But in your relationship, maybe you're loving where you are in your relationships and you're giving that an 8. And then maybe when it comes to your workplace, you're kind of in the middle, so you're giving that a 5. And then when you connect all of those dots, you really can look at your life and you can say, wow, this makes perfect sense. I am feeling great in this regard, but in this aspect of my life, I'm a little lacking. So maybe this is where the block is. And then you can really do a nice job diving into that. And whether it's, you know, coaching yourself, getting some books and really opening yourself up to a lot of the free content that exists on YouTube as a first step, gain some clarity about what it is you think is going on with you and where really you want to go next. And then really research the coach that you would hire. I'm a big fan of asking coaches if they have coaches. I'm currently part of a mastermind group full of coaches because I want a different perspective. I want to be better. I always want to be evolving and elevating my energy and my vibe when it comes to finance, business creativity, serving my clients at the highest level. So I have a group of people who hold me accountable and elevate me to that higher level. So I find, you know, asking coaches questions, how long have you been coaching? What inspired you to get into this business? How do you serve people? What are your credentials? Did you take a course? Did you, you know, and really going even on their website, looking into where they're coming from, what they're bringing as far as an accreditation of some sort. And, you know, then making that decision if there's rapport to get a sense of how they work and, you know, and how that would all play out for you. So really the deal is you're hiring this person, you know, you're hiring a coach. You want to make sure that they are walking in alignment to the talk that they're going to give you.
You know, when I think of like life coaches, I think of Tony Robbins and I think of like, you know, Oprah Winfrey. She's always pushing, you know, life coaches out and saying how wonderful they are. And these are some mega people. This is like big money right there. And then, you know, I spoke about the seminars. Some of those could be like thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely.
So if I was to get a life coach, and you know, I don't have Oprah Winfrey money. I wish I did, but I don't.
Right.
So, I mean, is it one of those you get what you pay for when it comes to a life coach?
Yes and no. It's very interesting. I would say this year alone, I put $32,000 between my coaching certification, which was coaching, me being coached and me coaching others. And learning the different levels of it and really immersing myself in it, right? So that was one. And then the other thing was a mastermind group, again, full of people who are very strong in different aspects of their business, and we're all coming together to really better one another. So I made that kind of investment, right? And what I am getting from it is, one, what I choose to put in it. So my advice to people who are looking at the money part of the coaching, the money part is congruent to the level of commitment that you have. So people can go to a Tony Robbins event. They could spend, you know, $2,000, go to one of his seminars and be in the audience of, you know, thousands of people. And they can bring an amazing amount of desire to get the most out of that experience. And they will come away with something incredibly meaningful and incredibly transformative because they're coming in with the energy and the expectation that they're going to go all in, play full out, and get something from it, right? Then you can have somebody sitting two rows away who was, you know, sent there by his job. Fine, I'll go see Tony Robbins. They say I have like a little anger issue with my coworkers. Great. So they're sending me to this thing and they're paying for it for me, whatever. And the intention and the energy that he's bringing or she's bringing to the same seminar, the same workshop, is going to be different, and therefore they're going to get something different out of it. So everybody's unique. Everybody's on their journey where they are. There are credentials. There are people who are coaching at a very, very high level. There are corporate coaches who come into different companies and they really look at a dynamic. They'll administer even an assessment tool for each person on the team. And they'll, you know, give you a nice deep dive of why the team functions or doesn't and why and what they can do about it. In relationship coaching, such as the kind of coaching I do, I help people with dating and relationships and marriages, divorce even. And so what I do is I'll do an assessment to see where their energy is for any kind of stimulus that's happening, good or bad. What's their dominant vibration when they get the call from the ex? Where do they default to, and how is that impacting their life? So these are all these tools that exist, and so when you're looking for a coach, it's very important that you do your research. If you go and look up, you know, how to find a coach, there's plenty of stuff out there. I know IPEC, the, again, Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, and the ICF, the International Coaching Federation, they have a directory of coaches that met a criteria that they are the governing body of. So these are people who have gone through a core study, whether it be for 6 months, a year, what have you, gone through a certain amount of hours of coaching. I mean, it's a lot. It's intense. And log all of these coaching meetings and things that they do that they're required to do, so that at the end of it, it's like, okay, this is a person that put this energy, this effort, this financial commitment to becoming a coach. So I just urge people out there, because there are a lot, like I hear what you're saying, and there are a lot of people who say, I'm a life coach. Like, I went through some stuff and, you know, I was laid off of my job, and so now I'm a business coach. And they have never really rebuilt a business. They're just kind of doing this off the fly, and they're charging money for it, and they don't really know what they're doing, you know, or they're doing it with kindness, and their intention is all kindness, but there certainly are methods and modalities and processes and really great tools out there that for the people who make the commitment, get really educated on coaching and all it has to offer to people from a position of service, can really give, can really serve with clarity and confidence. And also that ethical piece where you know that when you come at somebody and you're giving them an assessment tool, you're really providing value. You're not just taking their money and being a source of advice for them. So that's pretty much my advice for, you know, my take on the whole coaching thing. It's been amazing for me. The whole journey has been outstanding, and I love it. I love the niche I chose, the dating and relationships niche. I just think it's great. I work with business coaches who are thriving in their businesses but are struggling in their marriages. And then conversely, I work with a prosperity coach to get me handled on money mindset issues that I might have that might be blocking me from growing within my business. So it's amazing when you get into this coaching world how you really start to look inward and you start to call yourself out on what gap you want to fill in your own life. So the journey never ends. You're always committed to bettering yourself, and that just makes you a better coach.
You know, as a person who doesn't know what they're doing with their life, I'm just kind of going with the flow. You can't help but, you know, you kind of Google questions about like, oh, am I doing the right thing? You know, it's that education that you really want and to know that you're on the right path. But I don't know if it's because, you know, I'm getting older and I've been asking these questions and I'm kind of exposing myself to life coaching. But is it more popular now or has it always been popular?
I would say that there's definitely an awareness of it that has been heightened in the past decade. I think there is a lot that happened in the last decade that really brought people to their knees. Especially, you know, in America, in the world, there's been a lot of it, of amazing momentum and forward progression in internet and how quickly we communicate and smartphones and all of this access, right? So you have a problem with yourself, boom, you go right at the palm of your hand and you can find a solution. So there's this expectation of I have a problem, boom, here's my solution, which is wonderful, right? And coaching plays very nicely into that. So there have been things that have happened in the last 10 years that have really shifted people, forced them to look inward, collapses of finances, collapsing of marriages, collapsing of their own selves where they had to really rebuild again. And when you go through this upheaval in your life and this, you know, constant journey, right, and you come through something, you feel very compelled to serve. And then for the people who are being more aware and asking those questions, like what you just said is amazing. Like, I feel like you do reach a certain age in your life where you want a level of clarity for yourself and you feel that stagnation is not growth. And it's natural deep down inside to have this little voice, our intuition, our inner coach that says to you, there's more to this. And that's what inspires these questions. It's a desire for elevated consciousness and elevated awareness of self. It's very self-loving. So you often find people, they go through the upheaval of a divorce, or they go through a terrible breakup. And it's a complete transformation that they go through because they're called to elevate their consciousness, to look inward, to say, who is at fault here? What hand did I have in this entire mess? What did I attract into my life? And when you're inspired to ask those types of questions, the answers are not far behind. When you look to the problem or you look for a solution, the universe serves it up. It's just law of attraction. And a lot of what I do in my coaching is very rooted in law of attraction. So you're right where you are, and it's perfect where you are. And the questions that you're asking of yourself now are being asked for a reason. And when you get into that nice place of allowance, the right coach, the right person on the phone, the right interview, the right thing will appear. And there are no accidents in that. And we're very powerful people in that we manifest what it is we need when we need it. And if we are paying attention and if we are aware, we can really take advantage of those wonderful serendipitous people, opportunities, conversations that happen on our life on a day-to-day basis.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you being here. For the people that are listening, can you tell them where they can find you at?
Absolutely. They can find me online by visiting lovequestcoaching.com. They can also Google my name, Lisa Concepcion, and on Google you'll find me on social media. I have a YouTube channel as well, and I have videos there about, you know, different things having to do with personal development, upliftment, dating, relationships, law of attraction. So anybody can find me. It's very easy to Google me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.